Hello and welcome back to our Lowcroft Primary School podcast. We are so excited to have you with us for another episode of this exciting podcast. I'm Tom,
Betsy,
Sam
and Millie,
and we'll be your hosts today, bringing you all the latest news, interviews and special shout-outs from around our amazing school.
A big warm welcome to all our listeners, whether you're tuning in from home, in the car or even in the classroom. We've got a great show lined up for you. Here's what's coming up in today's episode.
A roundup of all the latest school news, an exciting interview in our hot seat section, and of course, we'll be celebrating some amazing achievements in Student Spotlight.
We hope that you had a relaxing Easter holiday break We are excited to share what has been happening since we came back to school, including a very special interview with our fantastic netball team who will be joining us for the hot seat interview later in the episode. We cannot wait to get started, so we'll begin as always with our breaking news section. Wednesday the 2nd of April, just before we broke up for Easter, the whole school took part in Lowcroft's Got Talent. There was singing, dancing, comedy, magic, musical instruments and much more. What a display of talents! Well done Mabel, Archie and Yumi for winning the prizes, but we are so proud of everyone who had the courage to take part.
Easter Bunny Zumba. On Friday the 4th of April, the whole school took part in a special wake-up shake-up with a Zumba teacher and the Easter Bunny. Every class was able to have a special treat delivered by the Easter Bunny. Thank you to the PTA for making this experience possible.
It was an exciting few weeks in reception as the children helped care for a group of chicks, watching them hatch and grow. There's been so much learning, curiosity and care, and well, while Mrs. Tyrrell and the children were understandably sad to say goodbye, the chicks have now gone to a lovely home where they'll have plenty of space to grow and explore.
And finally, a huge thank you to all family of Team Lowcroft, who sponsored our children when Emily Ford came to visit. We have raised well over £2,000, which is a staggering amount, and will be well spent on developing sport and fitness opportunities in the future. That's all for breaking news this week. Now on to our hot seat time.
This week in our hot seat, we are very excited to welcome our very own netball team, who have been winning with style in their group stage, achieving 3 wins and a draw out of 4 matches. They even won one match 9-0. We now welcome them onto our podcast for a quick chat. Mia.
Hi.
Sophie.
Hi.
Gabriella.
Hi.
Bella.
Hi.
Hi, everyone. What schools have you played against recently?
So we have played against Our Lady of Lourdes, who we beat 3-2. We played against Peelbrow, who we tied 2-2. We played Wesley, who we won against 9-0, and Emmanuel, who we also won against 9-0.
What is your favourite position to play and why?
My favourite position to play is probably centre, because you have to be quite fast and I enjoy running.
My favourite position is goal attack, because I like shooting and I enjoy competing against my defenders.
Mine is any position I get put in, but mainly goal defence, since I'm a defender for my own team.
Mine is goal attack. Well, I have two. Mine's the first one is goal attack, because I get to shoot and it's more lively. And the next one is centre, because I'm always on the move instead of standing somewhere and waiting for the ball.
How did it feel winning one of your matches 9-0?
great because it gave us a helping hand for the next stage.
Are you looking forward to the next stage on the competition?
Yes, the netball team and I are very excited to go forward and onto the next matches, and we might even get to the finals if we're lucky.
Thank you so much, team, for representing our school and being an example of teamwork and responsibility. Keep it up, and we'll be cheering you on in the quarterfinals.
Each week, our Student Spotlight segment is a chance to give a shout out to any member of Team Lowcroft who has achieved something outside of school. If you would like something to be given a shout out, you can send a message on Seesaw via email or on a piece of paper to your class teacher or Mr. Roberts.
Well done to Poppy in Year 1 for creating her very own nature pond in her garden with newly hatched tadpoles and all the litter picking she does.
Congratulations to Luca in Year 5 for the new additions of puppies, dogs and lambs.
It's been such a busy few weeks for Archie in Year 1, who has achieved 2 football trophies for player of the match, also completed his Octopus Sea swimming badge.
We wish Mohammed in Year 6 all the best as he goes for his black belt in martial arts in the coming up couple of months.
Well done to Edward in Year 4, who has passed his grade 1 piano exam with merit. Great news.
And that brings us to the end of this episode of the Lowcroft Primary School podcast. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we have. And a huge thank you to everyone who took part, our brilliant guests, our amazing students, and of course you, our listeners.
Before we go, at the end of each episode, we will be giving you a brain teaser to think about before our next episode. Last week's teaser was what has to be broken before you can use it. The answer was, of course, an egg. Well done if you got it.
This week's teaser is a what am I question. This is the teaser. I'm tall when I'm young, but shorter when I'm old. I'll repeat that again. I'm tall when I'm young, but shorter when I'm old. If you think you know the answer, you'll have to tune in next time to find out if you're right.
Make sure to listen out for our next podcast episode, which will be coming your way on Friday, 23rd of May. We'll have even more exciting updates, fun interviews and special surprises. We hope you have a lovely bank holiday weekend and don't miss us all too much over the 4 days not in school. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Lowcroft Primary School podcast. Bye for now.